Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Gerard Mayo from earlier today. By the way, we have a little bit of breaking news here for you. The Bengals injury report is out. Ja'Marr Chase, questionable. T. Higgins, doubtful. Chris Jenkins, out. And Amarius Mims, also out. Those two are rookies. Mims was the DT, I think, they drafted in the first round. Jenkins, I want to say, wide receiver, maybe? I forget what he is. But he's a rookie this year. I forget exactly what he does. Maybe an offensive lineman, whatever it is. He's out. You're not going to see him.
I think he's a D lineman. You talking about Jenkins?
Chris Jenkins, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a D lineman.
Okay, so Mims is the offensive lineman, right?
Yeah,
that's the tackle. The tackle, and Chris Jenkins is the defensive tackle. And they're both out. T. Higgins, doubtful, and Ja'Marr Chase is questionable. Now, I knew that Higgins was dealing with something. I assumed he'd be ready to play. And Chase, I mean, listen, he didn't practice until yesterday, or the day before, I guess. It was the first time they saw him out there. And they were wondering if he was going to just hold out and not show up. But it looks like they have him as questionable. Higgins probably not going to play. Does that change your mind on anything, Andy?
No, but I did retweet Paul Denner, I think his name is.
I barely know her.
Friday had to get that in.
Oh,
that was a lock. Hey. From The Athletic, covers the Bengals in Cincinnati, tweeted out that there's at least a chance the Bengals go out against the Patriots with starting wide receiver group of Trenton Irwin, Charlie Jones, and Andre Iosivas.
Andre Iosivas. Of course. Right. Yeah, that guy.
So, I mean, and I retweeted it and said, wait, so there's a chance the Patriots actually have the better wide receivers in this game on Sunday? They won't have a better quarterback.
Andre Iosivas, I'm looking at him right now, Trenton Irwin, Charlie Jones, and that's it. And Jermaine Burton is the rookie who I was thinking of. They do have a rookie wide receiver.
He's in the doghouse.
Well.
I read
some
stuff on him.
What happened?
He's apparently sleeps during meetings and a lot of maturity issues coming out of Georgia. He's the Alabama-Georgia wide receiver who clearly has talent. He's kind of their Javon Baker.
I was going to say, it sounds like somebody we know.
Yep. There. Yep.
By the way, did you hear him yesterday, Javon Baker? He's like, I don't regret anything. It's like, buddy.
Of course not.
Come on.
And
at
that's
least be like, hey, sorry, guys.
Are.
Like, you know, I shouldn't have recorded that video. I wouldn't be shocked if he did that again. next time he gets a ticket, he's going on there. Man, he's police. Like, you know, like I wouldn't be surprised at all if he did that exact same thing all over again.
And you can't blame. I know a lot of people would blame Gerard Mayo for the culture he's putting in place. I thought he articulated pretty clearly how pissed off he was with that, how much he didn't want a divide between the police and the Patriots and what their organization believes in. So if he does it again, you can't say, well, this is the culture. Gerard Mayo allows these things. No, no, no. Gerard Mayo made it quite clear he was not happy. Well, for one of the first times. I mean, he hasn't made it that clear that he was unhappy with too many things so far.
Yeah. Judon, I mean, there was that whole thing, obviously. But yeah, it hasn't been too much else. Is Baker going to make it? Is he going to be a Patriot through week 17?
Through week 17, my guess would be yes. Is it 100%? Nope. Because those types of guys, I think things can spiral out of control. And I don't want to compare them to like an Antonio Brown necessarily.
Well, how about a Jack Jones? You know, like how about someone like that?
Yeah. Jack Jones is probably a fairer one, a young player. You're not even really sure how bad each of the issues is. But then when they come in, you know, cumulative form and they're not learning and they're becoming a distraction. And a fourth round pick that you say, yeah, this is why he was available there. He's got some talent, but this isn't going to work. I bet he'll be here because, again, to me, this is why you have somebody like Matthew Slater around. Time to earn your paycheck, Matthew. This is not just a show up and be Matthew Slater job. We got a little pet project for you. His name's Jevon Baker. Take him under your wing.
Gerard Mayo, in that clip we just played, said that success for this team is going to be improving each week. That is in playing your best football in December. That assumes, in my opinion, that they're not going to be starting off at a particularly strong place this weekend. If their idea of success is getting a little bit better each week, that implies that they're starting at the bottom, right? I mean, isn't that what you think when you hear that?
But I mean, I think all teams would say that. You know, like the Ravens, Isaiah Likely thinks we're going to be a lot better. So for the playoffs, if that's the best, no, it's not the best they got because you're both going to get better over the course of the season. It's why Bill Belichick's Patriots were September's an extension of the preseason, and the real games start after Thanksgiving, and all the things that they preached for two decades here. Mike, I just think they are definitely trying to lower expectations early in the year with the comments from him and Robert Kraft and about winning and winning maybe not this year, but next year kind of stuff. Although it would make sense. You had your Stratomatic yesterday didn't both of them include wins over the Bills in
different weeks? Yes, I think the Brissett season it was week 16, and then in the May season it was week 18. But they both beat the Bills. That's right,
playing their best football against the Bills late in the year. So maybe there's something. Maybe the Stratomatic knows what Mayo's working with.
Could be. I mean, listen, Mac Jones beat the Bills last year, so anything's possible as far as that's concerned. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Joe is in Melrose, and he wants to talk to you, Andy. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. First off, Christian, I agree with you about the robot arms and AI is taking over the world. That's the way to go. But hey, Andy, I just had a question about your 0-17 take. Doesn't that mean like every coach gets fired if that happens? I mean, you're assuming the offensive line's never going to get better and you're assuming Drake May's not going to play at all?
No, I'm not assuming any of that.
Okay. You think Drake May's going to play and they're still going to go 0-17?
I think it's quite possible for a rookie quarterback
to say it's on the table. Yeah.
Yeah. Every game he plays when he's surrounded by lackluster at best talent, a bad offensive line. Yeah. No, I think it's very possible they could go 0-17 and even be playing better football, as Coach Mayo says, in November and December. The problem is Belichick was a big believer in this. I guarantee you will get better because we have 90 practices between now and then. You know what the problem is? The Bills have 90 practices too. So they get to work on things. And then you bring in film and putting stuff on film and strengths and weaknesses and schemes. So, yeah, I think they very much could go 0-17 with Drake May playing, not playing, Brissett playing, various guys playing and not playing. Some of it is a tough schedule. Some of it is a talentless roster or roster that isn't overly talented. And if you don't believe me, do some Googling of the various off-season lists of, you know, whether it was top 100 lists or top 10 by position. Patriots players are few and far between on most of those lists.
Yeah, they certainly are. And listen, you're right. I mean, they could, not that I think this is likely, but they could conceivably go 0-17 and still get better each week. It doesn't mean that they're going to be the exact same crappy team they were at the beginning of the year. They might end up, you know, losing in a shootout in week 17 or something, but still losing the game. That could happen. I mean, I don't think it's bloody likely, but I do think it could happen.
Bloody likely, mate.
Yeah, so that's sort of where I stand with all of that, too. The other thing he brought up, which I guess is a more germane question, is if they do go 0-17, who gets the blame for it? Who gets whose head rolls for that? Because I don't think you bring everybody back from an 0-17 team.
I think one candidate, unfortunately, would be Scott Peters,
mm-hmm.
based on the offensive line potentially being the fatal flaw. And will it be fair or not fair? We'll almost have those Mac-like questions. Well, did he suck, or did you give him terrible players, and there was no chance he was going to find success with some of these players, no left tackle. But he would be my first candidate. I don't rule out Alex Van Pelt. The problem with Alex Van Pelt is now you're talking about a real recipe for disaster. If you go back and...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look at young quarterbacks who have multiple coordinators early. I'm not saying you hire Matt Patricia and have like that dramatic McDaniels to Patricia.
I hope you're not saying that.
No, but just the fact that it's a new system, a new scheme, and he doesn't even get to build off anything he did as a rookie would be problematic. So I think that might help save Van Pelt in a way. There's also the way you could also kind of thread the needle there. Van Pelt has been a long-time assistant coach. He's been a long-time offensive coordinator who didn't really have the play-calling duties in the full. Could you bring someone in or even elevate a Ben McAdoo to like more of a day-of-game role? Could you have a senior offensive assistant who now starts calling plays and Alex Van Pelt remains the coordinator? That would be a way I think you could probably soft-foot your way through some transition there.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Alex Van Pelt was not their first, second, third, fourth, all the way to their 13th choice. I mean, like, he was down, way down on the list of people that they were trying to bring in here and people they were trying to talk to. It was hard enough to even get to him at this point. You know, they were going through all these other people. You fire him, you think that's going to expand the pool of candidates or make it smaller? Of course it's going to be smaller, because now not only are these people going to be looking at it going, man, this offense has nothing. There's nothing for me to work with here. It's not going to be a good stepping stone to go anywhere else. And by the way, if we don't get any better, they're going to blame me for it, and I'm going to be out of my ass next year. Like, that's not appealing to anybody. That's not what you want. So, yeah, I think you're stuck with these guys no matter what.
Plus, I was just going to add, if you're even contemplating firing Alex Van Pelt, it means Drake May didn't develop at all. And if Drake May doesn't develop, who's going to want to come here again when they don't have a quarterback? Or you're stuck with Drake May, who isn't developing for a year. There would be a weirdness, because I find it hard to believe that Drake May looks like a stud NFL quarterback that's developing before our eyes, and you would still be considering getting rid of Alex Van Pelt. It's also a bit unfair of us, although the caller brought it up, right? This wasn't us.
Sure.
No, this was the caller.
Well, he's bringing up your take, but yes.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't bring up firing Alex Van Pelt before he's even coached a single NFL football game for the New England Patriots. We are negative. Rick Pitino was right.
Yeah, he was. 617-779, he's right about everything. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Drew Bledsoe spoke with Jones and Keefe earlier today. He had some interesting insights on rookie quarterbacks playing versus not playing. We'll get to all of that with some, comparisons to the quarterbacks, the first four quarterbacks we're going to see here this year in the NFL season. Two of them we already saw. Two more we're going to see tonight. That's all coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.